stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Tensions in Burundi prior to balloting. At least two people died in overnight violence in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura. Witnesses reported today as tensions rise in the lead-up to contested elections. Voters in Burundi go to polls on Monday. VOA's William Eagle reports.
The legislative elections will take place despite efforts to delay them. The European Union, African Union, East African Community, and the United Nations Secretary General have asked that they be postponed until the opposition and the government can agree on how to ensure the elections will be transparent and inclusive. Over the past week, grenade attacks shook several towns, killing four and injuring dozens. One of the country's two vice presidents and two members of the Electoral Commission have fled. Observers say in this environment, the ruling CNDD-FDD and allied smaller parties are guaranteed a substantial win. I'm William Eagle in Washington.
The Greek parliament voted today in favor of the request from Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras's government for a referendum on the terms of an international bailout deal that will soon expire. Greeks will vote in the referendum July 5th. Mr. Tsipras said the people must decide free of any blackmail. The French Prime Minister Manuel Valls warned today that there is a real risk of Greece leaving the eurozone if Greek voters say no to the bailout proposals in the upcoming referendum. This is VOA News.